So we're now in the legal component of the BI triangle. Before I introduce Michael Lechter, who is my intellectual property attorney, I'd like to say that I find it interesting that the success of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the reason they're successful today is because I was so unsuccessful 20 years ago. A little over 20 years ago, when I was creating the nylon and Velcro wallet business, I failed to get a patent. And I designed several products. One was a shoe pocket that went on the runner's shoes, became the number one product in sporting goods in 1978. I was extremely successful. But being a small company and not having much cash flow management, we didn't have the $7,000 to get the products patented. We spent fortunes and we put advertising in Runner's World magazine and we did everything possible and we were extremely successful. And 3 months later, we go to the LA Sporting Goods Show in Los Angeles. I show up with my products and sitting across the aisle from me is another company who had knocked off our entire product line. We had developed a market, we had educated a market, and now these guys were coming in right behind of us and selling to the very markets that we had created. They had every single product we had designed. Just to save $7,000, 90 days later, we're completely knocked off. So 20-something years later, as Kim and I are designing the board game Cash Flow, I said, I'm not going to make that mistake again. That was way too painful. So the first thing after I had my idea, I learned not to talk about my ideas. You know, your ideas are your number one asset. In other words, in the world of the information age we're in now, protecting your ideas is probably the number one most important thing you can do. So with that, I'd like to introduce Mike Lechter. So welcome, Michael.
Well, hello there. You know, the scenario of 20 years ago really is not all that uncommon. It's a common horror story that I've seen over and over again. Having the best product in the world, having the best ideas in the world, mean absolutely nothing if you don't put the proper protection mechanisms in place. And the way to do that is to erect barriers to competition. Again, having the best product in the world means nothing if your competitors can appropriate everything that you do as soon as you put that product on the market.
So one of the barriers to competition that you and I set up right away with my game Cash Flow was a thing called a patent, right?
That's right.
What is a patent in your brief, simple terms?
A patent is a grant of exclusive rights, a grant from the government. Now, I should probably take a step back and sort of lay a little bit of groundwork. There are six basic mechanisms for protecting intellectual property. These are the barriers to competition.
Okay.
Each one is designed to protect a different aspect of intellectual property. Okay, patents basically are intended to protect concept, utilitarian concepts, function. Okay, design patents cover the appearance of a product. Copyrights protect the way that things are expressed, works of authorship. Trademarks protect reputation and goodwill. Mask works are something new. Actually, they're kind of my baby. I testified before Congress on these things. It's a specific protection for semiconductor chips, integrated circuits. And trade secrets are just what they sound like. They protect anything that you can keep secret.
Okay.
Now, you've got these tools, and you want to use them all to their best effect. And it's important that you basically develop a strategy to look at your products, you look at the way you're going to market your products, you look at the different aspects of the products, and then you would use each one of those protection mechanisms for different aspects of the products. That gives you the most protection possible.